Hey, it's Ryan Rothstein of Sports Radio 94 WIP in Philadelphia, and be sure to check out my podcast, The Philadelphia CityCast, presented by BetRivers Sportsbook. We dive into the betting angle for all of the Philadelphia teams. If you're from Philly or a fan of any of the Philly sports teams and want to become a sharper bettor, this is the podcast for you. So what are you waiting for? Subscribe, follow, and listen to the Philadelphia CityCast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Philadelphia CityCast with Ryan Rothstein, presented by Bet Rivers.
Welcome back, Philadelphia CityCast, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. I'm your host, Ryan Rothstein. And here we are again, reactionary episode to the Eagles going out to Vegas and just getting flat out embarrassed. Like there's no other way to describe this loss, how they played. And once again, like this team is becoming the kings of garbage time. They're becoming the Super Bowl champions of when it doesn't matter, they're able to make the score appear closer than what the reality of the game actually is, right? Like 30-7. Going into the fourth quarter against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 28-7 going into the fourth quarter. Derek Carr, 31 of 34. He had a career day against the Philadelphia Eagles. Tom Brady, 32 of 34. I believe his total numbers were from completions to attempts. You look at Derek Carr, Tom Brady, Dak Prescott, and Patrick Mahomes combined their completion percentage against the Philadelphia Eagles, 85%, right? Like these quarterbacks, and yeah, you can say veteran quarterbacks. I would say any quarterback, right? I know the Eagles have had a little bit of success this year. It's at this point, it's become impossible to even figure out how they've had any success based off the consistency that we've seen in the previous weeks here up to this point. The consistency, not in a good way, in just an absolutely atrocious way. Like this team right now, and it starts with the head coach. I don't want to hear about Howie Roseman. And earlier on Monday, the only positive thing as it relates to this Philadelphia Eagles team, Howie Roseman and the Philadelphia Eagles somehow got some value back in a trade that sent Joe Flacco to the New York Jets after Zach Wilson goes down. So they're in need of a starting quarterback, I guess. I actually think the backup didn't play that bad given the circumstance on Sunday. But nonetheless, that's the only positive. And I'm not even going to get into that because that doesn't freaking matter. The only thing that does matter for that is Gardner Minshew now is the official number two on the quarterback depth chart. And it's just become a matter of not if we see Gardner Minshew, but when. Right? Like there's no one person or aspect of this Eagles organization and team that you can point the blame to, right? Like I've been talking a lot about Nick Sirianni and his atrocious play calling, lack thereof. We can talk about the defense for 4 hours. like we can talk about this defense and how bad it is as long as you want, right? Like it is just, they can't get off the field. Like they can't stop a nosebleed. Whatever you want to use to describe this defense, it is quite literally, I think, the worst Philadelphia Eagles defense that I have ever seen in a long time. And maybe someone older than me who's been around the block a little bit longer than me could attest to this being quite literally the worst defense in franchise history. Right? Like, I don't know. It is so bad right now. I don't even know where to start. Like, I can start with the defense. I can start with the offense. I can start with Nick Sirianni. I can start with the defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon. I can start with Jalen Hurts. And there's so many different opinions right now, of course, in Philadelphia, and rightfully so. Some are saying, well, it's Jalen Hurts. Oh, it's Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie again. They're calling the plays from the press box. And they're just, you know, Sirianni and the crew, they're the puppets. And this is just stop it, right? Like, don't make any more excuses for this football team, for the players on the field, for the coaches on the sideline, and even for the front office members up in the box. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This team right now is quite literally a mess and a joke. Nick Sirianni has done nothing to show us that he is a capable, even average head coach in this National Football League. Right. And I've been saying this now for weeks. I said this a lot leading up to the NFL season before week one. I don't care about wins and losses with this Eagles team. More important than anything else, you want to see development. You want to see progress. You want to see flashes of potential of the young core guys on the football field and of the young coaching on the sideline starting to mesh and starting to get it and starting to make progress and starting to learn and starting to develop and move in the right direction. None of that. We haven't seen any of it. I don't know. Like, I guess I'll start with the offense and Nick Sirianni for a second. The Eagles come out and we have been screaming and yelling at Nick Sirianni and this Eagles offense to run the football and get Jalen Hurts under center. And why don't we see something else other than the run pass option for a change, right? Like, change it up for once in your stinking lives. And they do that. Jalen Hurts is put under center. I can't recall the last time I've seen him under center this season. They run the ball, a heavy focus of running the ball on that first drive for them, and they score a touchdown. Eagles go up 7-0. And you say, okay, maybe they're finally starting to look themselves in the mirror and they're starting to say, all right, let's do some things different, as they had some extra days off to prepare for this game out in Vegas on Sunday coming off of the Thursday night game. Very next possession, they go right back to shotgun, right back to the run pass option, 3-and-out. They find themselves in a 3rd-and-13, not able to convert. It's a bad at ball, punt. And then it's right back to the same old song and dance, to the same Philadelphia Eagles that we've grown to despise right now. I'll speak for myself, that I've grown to despise so far throughout this NFL season. It has just become completely and utterly unacceptable. And I want to get more into Jalen Hurts. I want to get more into this head coach. And I want to get more into the defense, because there is nothing that you can point to right now on the field, offensively or defensively, on the sideline, scheme-wise, game plan, reactionary decisions, fundamentally developing and improving this team both collectively and individually. There is absolutely nothing, zero, that you can hang your hat on as a Philadelphia Eagles fan to feel good about this team. So I mentioned Derek Carr and his, quote, career day. And maybe I'm being a little bit dramatic. I don't know if I am. And they talked about this, like Ray Didinger talked about this on the Eagles post game late last night, Sunday night, after the Raiders-Eagles game. 31 of 34, Derek Carr. 323 yards, averaging almost 10 yards a pass attempt, 2 touchdowns, a rating of 114. Tom Brady, 34 of 42. When the Eagles played the Bucs, Patrick Mahomes, 24 of 30 when the Chiefs played the Eagles, Dak Prescott, 21 of 26. So Dak Prescott, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, and Derek Carr combined 5, 6 is 11, 8 is 19, and 3, 22. 22 incomplete passes between 4 quarterbacks. Right, Derek Carr, 31 of 34, Tom Brady, 34 of 32, Mahomes, 24 of 30, Dak, 21 of 26. Right, like we've been talking a lot about this offense, and rightfully so. It doesn't matter which side you want to talk about, they're both equally pathetic. Right, like it has gotten to a point now where you say, can Nick Sirianni make it through the rest of this season? I mean, I don't see how he does. The only way that I would predict that he makes it through this year is because of the ego and pride up in the press box of Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie. All right, Philadelphia CityCast presented by Bet Rivers. I'm your host, Ryan Rothstein. Eagles lose 33-22. It was not that close, as the Eagles have become excellent at making the scores appear much closer than the game actually is. It was all Raiders from start to finish. And now you just sit here and say, what's next? Right, like what's next with this team? I don't know where they go from here. And some of the more frustrating things, it's all on the field, of course, and it's all like Nick Sirianni coming out in that to start the second half with the horrible onside kick decision. And like, yeah, I guess if they are able to get that, we sit there and say, oh, it's an aggressive move and it worked out. I don't know why you would do that anyway. Right, like you're still in the game. There's no reason to come out to start the second half and just essentially hand them points. right? Like, you are automatically handing the Raiders at that point minimum three, most likely six, because you haven't been able to stop anyone for the past month and a half. So what's your thought process with that decision? And you can copy and paste that question I just posed to any one decision from that game yesterday, from the first quarter to the second quarter, the third quarter, and the fourth quarter. You can copy and paste it into the last week's game against Tom Brady, against the Dallas Cowboys, against the Chiefs. It doesn't matter. And they're not learning from their mistakes. It almost seems like, and it starts with the head coach, they're doubling down on their stupidity. Like, they are coming out post-game, they're even coming out today, and just acting like, well, we just got outclassed. You have to tip your cap to the other team, you know, this and that. Like, Nick Sirianni actually had the audacity on Monday, earlier today, to come out and say that he thinks his team has gotten fundamentally better. This team is committing penalties at a historic rate. This team has no rhyme or reason to what they're doing quarter to quarter, possession by possession. They are clearly all frustrated, and they all should be. And I don't know if anyone saw Fletcher Cox post game, but he was clearly pissed off, and pissed off at just the game plan on defense. Like, what are we doing here? And he was, without saying it directly, Fletcher Cox was implying he's not able to fully be himself in this game plan, and they have him staying at home to do certain things on the defensive side of the ball, such as look for the screen game, try and slow down the screens, instead of just pinning his ears back, being aggressive and getting to the quarterback, which is what he's done so well for so long in this league, and he hasn't been able to do that. So all of his comments were certainly aimed directly at the coaching staff. And I'm wondering if that's like the domino effect of players now starting to come out and speak out against the coaching staff. And if that starts to happen a little bit more, it's going to get really ugly here, because they're just doing nothing to make you feel better about this team. And I even said it before the game on Sunday, like, forget wins or losses. You just want to see small steps in the right direction, not the same step back that they continue to take week after week after week. Like, this defense is doing zip. They are lining everyone up, and it's not a prevent defense, but it's the same exact look every single play, regardless of the situation, regardless of the down, regardless of the moment in the game. They have four guys lined up front. Oftentimes they're lined up incorrectly. You have a very conservative cover two, maybe cover one with another safety in the back there, whatever it is. And that's why when I rattled off Derek Carr stats, Patrick Mahomes stats, Dak Prescott stats, who else am I missing there? Dak, Tom Brady, right? There's nothing that's being disguised. There's nothing creative with this defense. So it's just become a feeding frenzy for the opponents on offense. It's too easy. 30-7, 28-7, the blowout against the Cowboys. It's not a coincidence. So where do they go from here, I think, is the question that we all want to ask. And it's nowhere but down. All right. And I'm going to get to Jalen Hurts and his individual play in just a couple of minutes, because at least for myself, I don't want to say I've been letting him off the hook, but for me, it starts and ends with the coaching staff, and I still feel that way. But now we have to start to wonder, who is this guy, right? Like, is Jalen Hurts even a capable quarterback in the NFL in the future? And right now, we don't have that answer. If we do have the answer, it's a hard no, okay? So we're going to look at Jalen Hurts. We'll look at his numbers again from yesterday. Very unimpressive, very uninspiring. Devontae Smith, where is he gone? Miles Sanders now obviously going to be out of the fold for quite some time with that injury, but he was already out of the fold. Like, I'm not being insincere about that injury. I hope he recovers and he comes back to form and even better and, you know, all that good stuff. But right now, it doesn't even matter. I could be the running back. They're not giving the running back the ball. They're not having any type of creative game plan. It is as bad as I've ever seen it here for the Philadelphia Eagles organization. So we're going to look more at the defense, but we're going to get a quick word in from Bet Rivers. And when we come back, I'm going to give you Jalen Hurts and his pathetic numbers, both yesterday in Vegas and overall, and where this team goes from here.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook wants you to be in control of your football bets. That's why players love the same game parlays at Bet Rivers. Same game parlays let you mix and match player props and game bets and gives a payout boost to the winning combinations you want to root for. Combine two bets or combine many. You pick your confidence level and then watch the game unfold. Bet on same game parlays at BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. Presented by Rivers Casino Pittsburgh. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Philadelphia CityCast is presented by Bet Rivers. Bet Rivers Sportsbook is the industry leader when it comes to online sports betting, and it has you covered for the NFL season. They are offering same-game parlays in all pro football matchups. They are bringing back their Reduce the Juice promotion on game days, and this NFL season, they have a $1 million Beat the Spread challenge with thousands of dollars given away each and every week. Pro football betting is more rewarding at Bet Rivers. Download the app or go to BetRivers.com to bet. All right, so let's look at Jalen Hurts a little bit more here for a second. Jalen Hurts against the Raiders, 18 of 34, 236 yards, average of 6.9 yards per attempt, two touchdowns, no interceptions, rating of 94.7. All right, so let's look at his fourth quarter because this is where it gets lost in the sauce a little bit with Jalen in particular. He is, I don't want to say he's swindling everyone here, but it's misleading. All right, it's very misleading with what Jalen Hurts has not been able to do leading this Eagles offense. All right, so 8 plays, 59 yards for a touchdown when the score was 30-7. So at that point, the Raiders are on the sideline. They're asking each other what you want to do tonight. What's the plans tomorrow? Let's get out of here without any injuries, right? Like it doesn't mean anything. It's completely just throw it out, right? Like you cannot take anything away from that. It is, it's frustrating, actually, because these scores and the numbers that they're putting up when the game's already over, they're not giving us a full outlook of what he's not doing, not what Jalen Hurts is doing. And he's just been able to run around, especially late in games, move the chains, get a couple of short plays in the out of the backfield. You look at the first three quarters, and they're just not able to do anything. And I've talked pretty highly at different points earlier in the season about Devontae Smith, and I still strongly believe Devontae Smith is a complete stud. But Jalen Hurts is not able to get him the football. And he's not able to throw it in spots where Devontae Smith is going to be. He throws it in spots where Devontae Smith is or was, which is not a recipe for success. He's targeted him a bunch week to week. Like you look at Sunday's loss, he targeted Devontae Smith 9 times, which he should be targeting him 9 to 10 times a game. Devontae hauls in 5 catches for 61 yards without any help from the quarterback, the longest play being 20 yards. And this sort of goes into the big picture issues here, because now we're 7 games into this season, 10 remaining, you know, approaching the halfway point here. What have we learned, right? And like, that's why I continue to say, forget about wins and losses. You want to see progression. You want to figure out, is Jalen Hurts the guy? How good is Devontae Smith? What about Dallas Goedert? You know, what about Miles Sanders? What about the entirely new young coaching staff all the way from the top to Nick Sirianni, to Gannon, to Shane Steichen? The list goes on and on. And the worst possible case scenario is this being a completely lost year? And so far, that's exactly what it is. Right? Like, I'm fine with the rebuilding year. And that's what you go into this season mindset wise. You say, this is a rebuilding year. Let's see what they're able to do. There's certainly some talent. Maybe they can compete if the division is awful like it has been. That's certainly not the case. So you say, okay, fine. This is a year where the Cowboys actually, unfortunately, look pretty good. Let's go in and try and just develop and get a list of important questions answered. And not only have those questions yet to be answered, but we're adding questions to that list, right? Nick Sirianni doesn't seem to be a capable head coach. Jonathan Gannon seems to be an atrocious defensive coordinator. Jalen Hurts doesn't seem to be a real starting quarterback in the NFL. So now what, right? Like, if we fast forward to these questions still remaining on the list with no answers at the end of this season, what do we look back on and take away from this year? Like, the concern is a lack of wanting to make mistakes and adjustments, and forget not wanting to make mistakes, willing to admit your mistakes. Right? They seem to continue to double down on their idiotic mindset. And I don't think they have any rhyme or reason week to week, day to day, as they prepare for the next opponent. They have no game plan that you can see from a mile away. This is a low point for the Eagles that we haven't seen quite literally since 1999. This is the worst start for the Eagles since 1999. Andy Reid's first year, Donovan McNabb's first year. But at least that year, the team were, they were taking strides in the right direction. By the end of the season, they were actually playing a little bit better. They were competing for Andy Reid. You started to see the identity on offense. We've seen none of that through seven games. And Jalen Hurts, I'm sick of his fourth quarter numbers, his padding, his stats in the fourth quarter. You take these fourth quarters away in the past four or five games, he is atrocious. He is absolutely terrible. And I put about 60% of that on the head coach and the offense, lack thereof. But it's starting to get closer and closer to 50-50 with Jalen Hurts being almost as big of the issue as Nick Sirianni. And like I said earlier to start the show, it's not a matter of if, but when will we see Gardner Minshew? I don't know how Jalen Hurts survives this season. Like, I can't see it right now with what we've seen on this football field. It is as bad as it's been in a long time. And even, you know, I mentioned the head coach and the coaching staff in general being willing to admit their mistakes and point out their mistakes. And Nick Sirianni, he's a broken record every week. It's on me. I got to do a better job. Like, he's taking a book out of Andy Reid's, you know, PR book there. But he is certainly quick to point blame, especially yesterday after the loss to the Raiders, to Jonathan Gannon. You know, it's starting to become a little bit eye-opening and revealing how direct he's starting to become with his blame towards the defensive coordinator, Gannon. The Eagles, they haven't been able to put up any type of resistance on defense. And Nick Sirianni said the following regarding the defense and Jonathan Gannon. And I quote, "We need to challenge more. It obviously always starts with us as coaches being able to put them in positions to make plays. So we have to call defenses that are going to allow the defenders to challenge more. And then our defenders have got to challenge more. When someone's 91 or 92% or whatever he was, everyone's got a piece of that. So we've got to be able to challenge more. And that's defensive scheme. And then obviously playing too." End quote. In the first 1,285 games in franchise history, only eight quarterbacks have completed 80% of their passes in a game against the Eagles. In the last five games, four quarterbacks have done that. As I've mentioned, Dak Prescott, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, and Carr. Overall, the Eagles are allowing quarterbacks to complete just under 75% of their passes. That is the third highest in NFL history through the first seven games of an NFL season. In the last five games, the defense overall has allowed 34 points, 42 points, 18 points, that was against the Panthers, 28 points, and 33 points. It's the first time since 1971 the Eagles have allowed 28 points four times in their first seven games. Like I said, we can talk all night about the defense. And we don't have enough time to talk about the offense and their issues. So it has gotten, for me, it has gotten so bad that I'm not sure where there's any hope here, where we see any light at the end of the tunnel. It is just flat out pathetic and flat out embarrassing with what they're okay with putting out there on this field week to week. And this is a quote from Ruben Frank, who is also on 94 WIP, longtime Eagles insider. He had this to say about head coach Nick Sirianni. And I quote from his article, from accepting a holding penalty, and I didn't even get into this, but from accepting a holding penalty that gave the Raiders another chance at a third down to trying an ill-fated onside kick coming out of the first half, Sirianni often feels like he's just feeling around in the dark for the decisions a real head coach would make. Occasionally, he grabs one or two, but he often winds up doing something impossibly dumb. End quote.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook wants you to be in control of your football bets. That's why players love the same game parlays at Bet Rivers. Same game parlays let you mix and match player props and game bets and gives a payout boost to the winning combinations you want to root for. Combine two bets or combine many. You pick your confidence level and then watch the game unfold. Bet on same game parlays at BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. Presented by Rivers Casino Pittsburgh. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, welcome back. Philadelphia CityCast presented by BetRivers Sportsbook. I'm your host, Ryan Rothstein. Make sure you are subscribed to the show, following the show, leave us a review, rate us five stars. We're available on all of the podcast platforms. Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your pods, we are there. So join us for the ride. You can also give me a follow on Twitter at Wise Rye, WISERYE. So just to wrap up this episode, put a bow on it, and we'll move forward. We have plenty more to get into throughout the week, dissecting this loss and just the abomination that is this Eagles organization right now. You look at the standings in the NFC East, and we're going to get more into this on the next episode tomorrow. Cowboys, the heavy favorite at Bet Rivers wagering menu at minus 2,000. Then you have the Eagles with the second best odds. I don't know if best is the right word. 20-1. And then Washington and the New York Football Giants both at 25-1 regarding the odds to win the NFC East. This is the Cowboys division. All right. Barring anything absolutely historic collapse wise, Eagles, Washington, and Giants, that they don't have a shot. Like, that's just the reality right now. The Eagles are 3.5-point favorites taking on the Detroit Lions coming up, and we'll get more into this matchup, of course, throughout the week. They'll be heading out to Detroit as a 3.5-point road favorite. The total for that one right now at 47.5 at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. So we have a lot to get into for the upcoming game with the Eagles and the Detroit Lions. We have a lot of 76ers to get back into. Unfortunately, it was nice. I shouldn't say unfortunately. It's a good break away from Ben Simmons in this episode, but unfortunately, nothing positive to talk about as it relates to the Philadelphia Eagles, despite the one episode break from Ben Simmons and that clown show that's going on there. But Sixers did get the win against Oklahoma City late on Sunday, so that talked some of us off the ledge, maybe, after that Eagles just beat down that they took against the Raiders. So we'll look at the NFC East odds, we'll look at some more futures market prices, and we'll get back into the 76ers and update you there, both from the betting perspective and from the team perspective, on the next episode of the Philadelphia CityCast presented by Bet Rivers. But final takeaway, Nick Sirianni is in way too deep over his head. It seems to be the case for his entire coaching staff as well. I don't know if they're just following his lead and they're just a little bit in over their heads. I'm sure it's a little bit of both. The quarterback, you can say the same for. It's just an absolute mess, and we have learned nothing about this team thus far. So we'll get more into it. Big picture, small picture. We'll preview the matchup against the Detroit Lions in Detroit coming up. We'll probably do a little CityCast crossover later this week, so be on the lookout for that. Busy week ahead. Thank you all once again for tuning in. Maybe we'll have some brighter days ahead. Cheers to wishful thinking. Catch you all the next episode of Philadelphia CityCast presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. I've been your host, Ryan Rothstein. Peace.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook wants you to be in control of your football bets. That's why players love the same game parlays at Bet Rivers. Same game parlays let you mix and match player props and game bets and gives a payout boost to the winning combinations you want to root for. Combine two bets or combine many. You pick your confidence level and then watch the game unfold. Bet on same game parlays at BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. Presented by Rivers Casino Pittsburgh. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.